Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual medium and spiritual teacher of the gift of spirit. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about manifesting with spirit, receiving help and guidance from behind the heavenly veil. Did you know that you can ask for help from your loved ones in spirit and that that help can show up within days, hours, or minutes? This happens and it is miraculous. And on the show today, we'll be hearing from callers in just a few minutes who will be sharing their own stories of how their departed loved ones in spirit have helped them bring their intentions, wishes, and their dreams to fruition. So if this speaks to you and you want to share, please call us on 888-555-5453. We would love to hear from you. So spirit can help manifest our dreams and desires and wants into the present reality. Let me share with you, you know, my own recent personal story of how this has happened for me. Let's take the Gift of Spirit radio show, for instance. About a year ago, November, I was answering some questions online pertaining to where I see myself in a few years. And these were questions pertaining to manifesting my own dreams into my present reality. I answered one of these questions stating, with an intention that I see myself in 3 years hosting my own radio show, sharing this beautiful gift of spirit. I brought my intention here. I visualized what I would be doing as a radio show host, and I felt I would love it. I felt actually pure joy at that moment. And at that time, I asked spirit to help, help me manifest this, because I know how much spirit can help us. After I wrote this, I said, and so it is, I let go, and I put it out there. Now, I must say, I forgot about this, and it wasn't 4 months later that I was invited to be on a radio show as a guest spiritual medium on the radio show here on Healthy Life, Dare to Dream Radio. And shortly after the show aired, I was asked to join the radio network as a radio show host of my own show. So the funny thing is, I forgot I had put it out there with spirit that I really wanted to be a radio show host, and it was a dream. And I didn't connect the dots that spirit helped me manifest this into my own reality until this last November, when the website emailed me, and this is Notes from the Universe website, emailed me after a year of subscribing, where I answered those questions of manifestation, informing me it was time for me to renew my profile. And you can imagine how surprised I was when I received a congratulating email on my new radio show. 1 year later, how I felt. I was elated, full of gratitude, and so thankful that Spirit manifested this to happen in less than 3 years. It was just in months, less than a year. So what I've learned in my work as a spiritual medium is that working alongside Spirit to manifest what you want, your intentions and your dreams into reality, happens faster than you can ever imagine. So how do you do it? How do you work alongside Spirit, your loved ones in heaven, to help manifest your dreams, intentions, and wishes into your present reality? Well, I'm going to teach you a few things on how you can actually make this happen right now. Now, in my work as a spiritual medium and spiritual teacher and coach, I ask Spirit for help all the time. When I connect with Spirit to bring evidential messages to my clients to heal their grieving hearts, when I teach meditation workshops, I also ask Spirit to come in to raise the vibration in the room for everyone there to have a spiritual experience. When I host the radio show, I call in Spirit, speak on a platform, coach my clients. It's really become second nature to me asking Spirit for help. In fact, just the other day, I was looking for a parking place, And my husband said, can you ask for some help? And sure enough, I asked my angels, and there the parking place appeared. So now with manifesting with spirit, there's a little more to the process, sometimes than just asking. First, you must believe spirit, your loved ones in heaven, have your back and are working for you and alongside you here to make your dreams come true. You must put it out there with spirit, with your mother, father, sister, brother, grandparents, your son or your daughter on the other side in the heavens. Put it out there what you need help with and what it is you want to manifest in your own life. And then next, you must place your awareness in the world, staying open to who and what is showing up around you, and take steps to explore the who and the what that is showing up. Be in this place of observation in the world without any types of judgment. Just observe what's happening around you. Be open and curious and in wonder how spirit is going to work for you. And you must be in this place of positively expecting it, positive expectation. Expect to see it showing up or happening within days, hours, or minutes. Act as if it is coming. It's already on your timeline. Or better yet, act as if it has happened. Acting as if it is vibrational living. And what that means is your being is acting as if it's already happened, and so your being is living in a higher vibration. So why is that important? Well, our loved ones in heaven are in a higher place in the heavens, so they vibrate very high. You know, when I do this work as a spiritual medium, I have to raise my vibration in order to make the a connection with spirit and work with spirit. So it makes sense that if we are working alongside spirit on earth, we need to raise our vibration to make things happen for us faster. So rise up, keep your vibration up, think positively, visualize your dreams coming true, and expect the greatest things to happen in your life. And know that you are not doing this alone. That's really important. You have a lot of help on the other side. You are co-creating with your loved ones in heaven, and it's happening right now. So everything that exists is energy, and it vibrates high, spiritually and on earth. We are spiritual beings, you know, first having a physical experience here, not the other way around. So we can do this. We can raise our vibrational energy high enough to manifest with spirit with our loved ones in heaven. Remember, our thoughts become feelings which create our reality. So have thoughts of your dreams coming true, which will produce feelings of joy, excitement, happiness, gratitude, even love. Act as if it's happening right now. Spirit's working for you, and expect to see it show up in your reality. You manifest faster with spirit when you maintain this higher vibration. So you know what you want to manifest. These are your dreams. Have a clear intention. Focus on it daily with spirit. And you expect it to happen with certainty that they're working to help you here. And it's happening right now in your present reality. A story that is coming to me right now is, you know, a couple years ago I was on a platform doing group gallery readings. And a mother in spirit came through for one of the women in the audience. And it was amusing to me because the mother who was coming through had long, straight blonde hair down her back and was fair. And the woman who was in the audience had very dark hair and, you know, she actually was Italian and she spoke Italian. But I had to go with it. I knew it was her mother. I got the feeling. And what this mother said to her was that, "I reminded you today of your dream while you were in the shower. Remember? You always wanted to be a talk show host back in college." This woman in the audience gasped, and she said, "Oh, my God, I had chills in the shower today and remembered how in college I had this dream of having my own talk show." Her mom said, "It can still come true, and I'm helping you. I brought you that today." This woman in the audience shared she thought she was too old to follow her dream now. But sometimes our dreams get reignited halfway through our life. Her mom coming through and sharing, "This all happened for a reason, because our dreams don't dry up. They're within us for a very good reason here, for us to be in that joy of seeing our dreams coming true, which are here to help many, many, many people here on earth." And I want you to start to visualize your dreams. Remember them. Write them down. Ask Spirit for help. Ask specific loved ones on the other side, whether it's your mom or dad or grandma, or, you know, son or daughter. Ask them for help, because Spirit is very, very clever. They will show up in the nick of time and bring you signs to let you know that this door is opening and I'm helping you. And they will help you manifest it into your own reality quite faster than you could ever imagine. We're taking callers to share their stories and how Spirit has helped them manifest their dreams, intentions, and wishes. And we are opening up the lines right now to have you call in to share these type of experiences that you've had. So you can call in at 800-555-5453. And I'm really excited about those of you that are calling in that have had these experiences, because these are real. You know, it's not made up. Spirit actually can come through and help us in the most amazing ways to light our path, to remember, you know, the things that we wanted to do when we were kids, when we were growing up. Some of us have received those types of help and visualizations that, you know, Spirit comes through and helps to remind us. And they can communicate with us in the real world with, you know, signs, or like this girl received in a shower, I mean, a remembrance of this was her college dream to have a talk show. They can come through in your dreams. That's the number one way to let you know that, hey, remember this. There's something here. So follow this to make it happen, and we're helping you. They can help you so much from the other side than they can ever help you here. It's amazing. And so we are going to be taking some callers here to share of how their loved ones in heaven have helped them to manifest all of their dreams here. And these are just amazing to hear how this has happened. We are looking to have you call in at this time on 800-555-5453. And we are opening up the lines right now to have callers call in. So please do call in and share with us what you have experienced with your loved ones in heaven from the other side, how they've helped you manifest your dreams here. I can also share another story of how I was reminded of in my mid-40s of that I had a dream to help a lot of people, and I had this whole thing happen with coaching that showed up out of the blue. I had people start calling me on my phone, letting me know that that they've been thinking of me lately and that I should look into becoming a coach, that this is what I've done naturally my entire life, and it happened, you know, 3 times within a week. So these are just ways that Spirit can help us by, you know, bringing people into our life and having our phone ring. They can come through within our sleep and let us know and just remind us. So let's see who we have on the call right now to share how Spirit has helped them manifest their dreams. Who's on the line?
Hi, Stacy. This is Luann.
Luann, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Luann, I'm so excited to have you on the radio show. Please share with us how Spirit has helped you manifest your dreams lately.
Well, it was interesting. Within this last month, I had a cousin visiting me, and she has been an employee of the government for a long time. She's an IRS agent, as a matter of fact. And I was kind of joking with her that it was great that she had this wonderful life and career. And after she left, she said, well, go on usajobs.com and give it a whirl. So I thought, that chance that there would be something there for me in the interior design world, Mm-hmm. But I go online, and lo and behold, there's this position available and with a 5-day window to apply. And I thought, and it requires a move. And I thought, well, I don't really know about that. But then I read into it a little bit more, and it's the VA facility. And I think and talk to my dad a lot, and he passed away several years ago. And as I've progressed in this over the last week, I was on the phone with the facility arranging a phone interview when I was getting a text from you, who if you've been my friend for a long time, but I hadn't talked to you in 10 months. Mm-hmm. And I just have had a feeling that over the period of this whole unique experience, that this was tied to my dad because he passed away a couple of years ago. He was a vet, and we spent a lot of time at the VA hospital. He always wanted me to be a nurse, but my acclamations were in a whole different direction. I'm, you know, more of the interior design world, different side of my brain was working. So I just had a feeling that because of this position becoming available, it was the only thing there. It was just interesting to me. So when I finally was able to contact you and catch up, I just was amazed that, you know, before you couldn't have possibly known. I've been keeping this kind of under wraps anyway, and it's happening so fast. But lo and behold, you were seeing my dad in front of the VA saying that you know, he did this for me. So I just think it's amazing. And I can't sum it up any other way than to say that it is something that he's assisting me in, and you were there to let me know, so I appreciate that so much.
What's amazing is that I think subconsciously you felt when you heard it was for the VA, and knowing how much time you spent with your dad at the VA, and that is, you know, a sign from your father letting you know, hey, Luann, you put this out there that you wanted this new position, and I believe you mentioned with the pension, right? Because you
exactly kind of commission, some security,
right? Uh-huh, mm-hmm. As an interior designer, and you put it out there in saying, I really, you know, this next half of my life, I really want to be in a position with security and a pension, and you put it out there. And after you had those feelings and those thoughts, how long after, I'm curious as to when this showed up for you, this position.
Well, it was almost immediate because
immediate.
It had never even crossed my mind until my cousin said, you know, that she was going to have a pension and that I needed to work for them for 10 years. And that's about the length of time that I'll be working until I retire. So it was just like perfect.
And so it showed up right away.
Yeah, I mean, she no sooner was on the plane, I came back and just for kicks and giggles thought I'd go on the website and see if they had anything. You know, I totally didn't believe that kind of field would be something that I'd find there.
And it was right there. Interior designer.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And so where are you now with this? Because this just happened quite recently for you, right?
It's all been very quick, very recent. The application went in just hours before the position closed, which was on the 7th of December. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it and how wonderful it would be, because I just love the idea that, and I made mention of this in a cover letter, that I was very impressed. I hadn't been to a VA facility ever in my life until my father became ill, and I wasn't sure if he was doing the right thing by going to the VA. Maybe he should go elsewhere, and my impression of it was that it was not a warm, happy, healthy type environment. In my mind, I expected something decrepit and decaying, and when I was there, I was so pleasantly surprised at not only was it a a wonderful, just visually pleasing type environment. But I would say that because of that, staff, was also very engaging with my father. They just appreciated him and his service, and that was an eye opener to me because my father was served in the Korean War, and throughout his life there was not a whole lot of discussion about it, but I didn't realize this appreciation that was there. So I came to feel very proud toward him and appreciate that aspect of his life, and I feel that I would love to be able to, in a way, continue to work with my dad and be with him, other people, there at the facility.
And so when is your interview? Because this happened quite quickly.
Today.
I got back to you.
It's today.
So we want to send you so much love right now. And I'm asking Spirit, everybody around you, Luann, even all your angels right now, to help you, make this come to light, because it's really what you're here to do, and your dad is working so hard to help this come true for you. So just, sending you lots of love and lots of blessings, and, your dad's right with you. This wouldn't have showed up if it wasn't for him helping you, especially with the sign about the VA. So thank you, Luann, for calling in. This is a beautiful, beautiful evidence of how Spirit helps us manifest what we want in this life. So this is Gift of Spirit Radio, and we will be right back after this break.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift to Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking today about manifesting with our loved ones in heaven, in spirit. And we have Mary on the phone. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling in. Welcome to the Gift of Spirit radio show.
Hi, Stacy. Nice to talk to you today.
You too. So I know Mary, and I'm so glad that she was able to get through the lines and call in. So, Mary, please share with us, how have your loved ones in heaven helped you here with your life, with your intentions, with your wishes, and your dreams?
Sure, Stacey, I'll tell you, it's been really difficult. 2 years ago, our wonderful son, Mitch, at 26, suddenly died. And we were devastated, and we just didn't know what to do with our life. We had owned a furniture store in Mishawaka, Indiana, called the Futon Factory. And we were so upset about his sudden passing, we just thought, close our store down. We just didn't think we'd be able to go on anymore doing something, even though we loved it. We just were devastated. And so as it went to be, he died in June, 2.5 years ago. And you were such a big help to us. We thought we were going to just close our store down completely because we just didn't think we'd be able to do any more business. And we thought we'd call the liquidator to get rid of it for us, and he wasn't able to help. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, another man in town that had a large furniture store was able to come and see me, and I said, just take it, we're done. And he said, no, you know, I'd like you to stay on, that we're going to have build a new business for you, and you run the flat place, and we will make it bigger and better because I know you could do this. And I didn't even think I could, and wasn't sure about any of this. And sure enough, I had spoken with you, and Mitch had come through, which was such a blessing, saying, Mom, I've organized this. We've got this going. You've got to do this. This is good for you. And I'm right here with you. At the cash register, I'm standing by you. You can make this business work. And just so many other wonderful things you were able to bring through to us that we really didn't know about, and were able to connect with Mitch in such an unbelievable way.
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I've got chills. And I see Mitch right now. Go ahead.
He's an amazing young man. And now 2.5 years later, we are now running a large, successful, not only the Futon Factory, but now we're Andy's Furniture in Mishawaka, with a wonderful man that owns the store and has given me the freedom to run it and to grow. And I know none of this would have happened on such a terrible time unless Mitch was there, right there with us, and as he has been and is right now.
That's so beautiful, Mary, and I have those for my whole body, so I have to share that means that Spirit's very close. And, you know, Mitch is saying he turned the lights back on to the Futon Factory.
Right.
You know, I remember he's giving me this information about when he came through in the spiritual reading that he turned the lights back on because you just, you know, couldn't bear much more, and he showed that he was able to help you. And that spiritual reading happened right after that owner walked in, that he said that he orchestrated, brought him to you to make this happen. So
exactly,
you didn't have to worry
exactly anymore
as an owner. Yeah.
And not only did this man do this, he has become a dear friend, the owner, and we have become very successful, and I love being with the people again, and I was able to take this terrible pain and sorrow if I was just home alone now to channel it into other things and help other people and just be back in the business again that I always loved.
That is just beautiful. And what you mentioned about Mitch standing by the cash register, that it's still growing, you know, he gave you that hope, that he gave you that, I mean, guidance and just, you know, light that, you know, Mom, no, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you take care of this, because Spirit can do so much for us on the other side in heaven that they could ever do for us here, which was so amazing. And I do remember, or he's bringing it as well, that his brother-in-law that same week, he helped him to sell his truck, and he showed in the spiritual reading a fan of money, and he said $8,000. Do you remember that, Mary?
It was unbelievable. Yes. They had to sell their truck to get fertility treatment because they wanted to have a baby and weren't having any luck. So they put it out front of our store, and within a day or two, in comes a man with just amazing, with $8,000 cash. How that would ever have happened, there was no way. And Mitch, I know I had heard from you that he had taken care of all of that. And to have this man walk in and offer our daughter and son-in-law all this money and to bring in cash, it was unbelievable.
Oh, just unbelievable. And so Mitch brought that through in your spiritual reading. I think it was like the day or two after that actually happened, to let you know that, Mom, I'm taking care of business. You know, I'm taking care of business for you. Don't worry about it. And from that $8,000 and came the help as well that your daughter and son-in-law needed, right? And you have from what I understand, you have a new grandson, right?
Oh, a beautiful grandson, Jacob, who's almost 8 months old, is a blessing from above, and we know that Mitch's help with that, because they were having so much trouble, and they didn't think they could have a baby, and now this is we're so thankful, and I know Mitch was involved with all of this. I never was a believer before, Stacy, until we were able to bring him through to us, and it's just amazing.
And you know, Mary, that anything that you need help with here, you know, anything that you can ask Mitch and, you know, I mean, your mother that I see over there now, you can ask them for help with anything that you need. I mean, there's prayers as well to God, you know, asking help from your angels. But what this show is about today is to let people know that our dear loved ones in heaven, you know, in spirit, can help us as well. And they prove it to us.
They
are
do.
So close, and they're just a thought away. And they can, you know, I mean, given the opportunity in asking them and sharing with them what you'd like to manifest here, they will help you. And it will be in the nick of time. Just, I mean, Mitch is so strong for your family, and he will continue. He will continue to shine his light on you, and he will continue to, you know, help you with everything that you need here. He's with you always. That I know. I mean, him coming through in your spiritual reading so strong with such specific evidence to let you know that, you know, Mom, I've taken care of business. The lights are back on in the futon. Back to
root.
Yes. You know, I sold the truck. The $8,000 fan of money is what he showed. And it's all going to be okay.
Awesome. Stacy, I can't thank you enough. This means more than I can even say to you.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much. This is just so beautiful. Just for you to call in, I know it wasn't, you know, really, really easy for you, but just know how many people that you are helping by sharing how your son has helped your family.
So sending you
love, and we will be right back on the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and please call us and share your stories of manifesting the spirit, 800-555-5453. We'll be right back.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in five steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I'm Stacey Lynn, your host, spiritual medium of the Gift of Spirit. We are talking today about manifesting with our loved ones in heaven who are able to help us here fulfill our dreams. We've heard from some callers so far. We've got a new caller on the phone. Welcome, Dolores. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Stacey, for having me.
Yeah, so please share with us, Dolores, how has Spirit helped you manifest your dreams here?
Well, it was, so actually you and I had done a reading about a year ago, fall 2014, and in that reading we had a lot of things came up, and one of them was my great-grandmother actually came through, and she was showing me being on a stage, introducing people onto the stage, speakers, like a large stage. I remember at the time thinking, you know, this doesn't really make any sense to me right now. No, it doesn't make sense where my business is going. But I do remember writing it down. And it's amazing how when you take the guidance of spirit and you allow things to unfold, and that really, you know, happens when you're open yourself to saying yes. It happened that, you know, about 6 months after that reading, or even 4 months after the reading, I was asked to lead a local organized TEDx event here where I live. Mm. And I thought about it at first, but I immediately said yes. I said, you know, maybe this is something I should be doing. And at the time, that reading did not come up. I didn't remember that reading. But as I began the process and, you know, together with my team, we began putting it together, I was reminded of that reading, and it, in some ways it allowed me to lean back even more and trust that I was being guided through the process. And the truth is that from that perspective of trust, what happened was I no longer doubted that whatever we needed as a team to make this happen was going to be granted. Maybe not in the exact way we needed it, but by accepting what there was when it was, allowed us to reach a much higher goal. So we had set up to do a small organized event, and we were looking for a venue, for example, is a concrete example. We're looking for a venue, and the local theater came to us and said, we really want to host you. And this is a really large 1,200-people theater, which was not what we were envisioning. We were thinking of a small, maybe 500-people event.
Mm.
And we're like, we really, really want to host you, and we'll even partner with you. We'll make this so easy for you, you cannot refuse. And so with the team, we're like, okay, you know, we'll say yes. So there was a whole kind of chain of opportunities which we as a team said yes, that were not within our original scope or were not within our original idea of how this would look like. But what it led us through was to an event where we ended up having over 1,000 people in attendance, over 17 speakers on the stage. We had funding. We had people from different communities you know, we had everything we needed. We had media partners. We had press coverage. And we even had, you know, after all was said and done, amazing feedback. People were inspired. You know, our goal was to put together an event that will move a community from a place of we can't do this to a place that, yes, we can, together we can. You know, there are opportunities, even though there are challenges. So I know now more than ever that that event had to happen and that it happened in the exact way it was supposed to happen. And honestly, I can't even take credit for it. I think
the credit I can take is that I allowed it to happen.
I got out of its way.
You said yes, yes. So Spirit,
exactly.
And this is a great testament to how Spirit can help. They will open doors. I mean, doors that you wouldn't even imagine would be open, like when the theater called you.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe that this can be, you know, I mean, your grandmother coming through and showing this visualization of you on a stage, introducing people, when you were like, what? You know,
yeah.
When or what? And it wasn't even part of your business at the time. And then Spirit can orchestrate on the other side for you to meet people, to have this come to fruition,
mm-hmm.
and to have these doors open seamlessly, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it just flows. And that's something where when you open up to Spirit bringing this through, and then you say, wow, could this be? Well, I'll just let go and just go through the motions, which
mm-hmm.
really it is. Saying yes.
Yeah, I always say when I work with clients, I'm a strategy and business coach, it's a combination. It really is pray and move your feet. It's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you can't just...
Love that.
There's a difference between leaning back and sitting back. Leaning back entails that you are in a position of trust and that you are allowing to what is come through. Sitting back, for me at least, it refers a little bit of inaction, like meaning there is no action. Do you know the difference? Do you see a difference?
Yes, yes. So I say that there is definitely a process of working with Spirit when you align with them to manifest your dreams. It's
mm-hmm.
movement. It is paying attention to who and what is showing up around
mm-hmm.
you and acting upon that with
yeah.
unwavering faith.
Yeah,
so just
well, yeah, that's
trust.
The thing. The
and
faith.
Sometimes we're out of our comfort zone when this happens, when this showed up. It's like, oh, wait, I'm the one that's going to make this happen. It's
yeah.
going to be my own event, and we're not just going to have a few speakers. We're going to have 17. We're not just going to be doing it in a small venue in our community. We've been invited to do it in a huge theater.
Yeah.
And how many people attended this event?
Well, so here's the thing. Here's a fascinating thing. A couple of things here. One is, you know, I can see the challenge for someone saying, not wanting to believe that they are the one. And it is hard because it becomes a little bit of an ego fight. Like, you don't want to be that person that believes that they are the one. But at the same time, I dare to ask, if not you, then who, right? And I said to myself a few times, if not me, then who? And that allowed me to embrace that role that I was in some way given. And it wasn't for my own ego. It was for the more than 1,000 people that came that day. And so we impacted that many people just that day. But I was going through the recorded talks that are now online. And so there's 17 of them. And we have some talks that I have been watched over 1,200 times. And others that I've been watched between 500 and 700. So I'm not a mathematician, but just do that math times 17. And it's already an exponential impact of that yes that we said.
There's always the greater good.
Yep.
So Spirit's working with you for the highest good, for
yep.
the greater good. It's not just for us alone. It's
yep.
to impact and help many, many, many lives.
Yep.
And I'll say to you, once we have a vision, there's always a bigger plan. Yes. So there's always a bigger plan from the heavens. You've heard God has a bigger plan than you could ever imagine.
Yes.
So Spirit is helping to orchestrate that for you, and it's really surrendering and letting go and just moving through and allowing it to show up, because Spirit is so clever in the way that they can help. The process that I speak about on the show, about just, you know, believing with unwavering faith, knowing that it's happening, act as if it's happening right this moment.
Yes.
And being in that higher vibration so it can come true. So thank you, Dolores. Thank you for calling in. What a beautiful story of how Spirit has helped you to manifest, you know, into your own reality, your dreams. And keep it going. Now that you've experienced it, keep it going. Keep asking and keep believing. We will be right back on the Gift of Spirit Radio in just a few minutes.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual medium, and we are talking today about manifesting with our dear loved ones in heaven. And we have Sandy on the phone. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning, Stacy.
This is my mom, so I have to send kudos out to her for being able to call in today, because she has a beautiful story to share about Spirit and how Spirit has helped manifest some things in her life and her friend's life into the reality. So, Mom, I'm going to let you share. Take it from here.
All right. Well, I just got the chills, so I guess I'll start.
Yes.
I have a very close friend in the business world that I've known for a very long time, and her name is Irene. She came to the U.S. When she was 14 with her mother and her 2 sisters from Poland. And Irene now is 69 years old, and 4 years ago she called me and she said, Sandy, she said, I can't believe this, but I got a dream, she said, last night. My mother came to me, and my mother said to me, she said, Irene, remember that recipe? She said, my recipe in Poland, she said, it was so healthy. It was so good for everybody. And you kids would eat it and feel, and you would just feel so good every day. She said, I want you to start making this recipe. So Irene, at that time, was 65 years old, and she started making the recipe in her kitchen. And she was making bags and bags every weekend in her kitchen, and she is the owner of a hair replacement studio. So she would make it, and she would give it to her customers, and then she would give it out to her religious community. And she was just making it every weekend, and it just became, the demand became so large. And she came to me, and she said, 4 years ago, and she said, Sandy, I need help. She said, I don't know what to do. She said, I can't keep, you know, making the cereal every weekend in my kitchen. People want it. How can we do this? And all of a sudden, I guess she went to, she just woke up one night, and her mom said to her, you have to make it for so many, Irene, she said, and I believe it's a cereal. And I think you should name your company Amazing Love Foods. Well, she did start making it, and we thought it was a cereal, only to find out that so many doors started to open, and it was not only a cereal, it became a dry ingredient for ice cream and for yogurt, and it became an ingredient for people using it as a breadcrumb alternative. And then she went to bed, and she woke up again, and all of a sudden her mom said, we have to make bars. So basically what all has happened is that so many doors have opened for us through Irene's dreams. It's almost like spirit has ignited our path in this food. And the name of the food is called Crinkles Crunch. So without, you know, it just seems to be that every conversation we had, every presentation that we had given was already, it just seemed like it had already been blessed prior to us even making our presentation. And the most exciting part now is that so many doors have opened. I mean, our bakers have showed up. Our packaging has showed up. Our distributors has showed up. And so now we not only have Crinkles Crunch as a dry ingredient for ice cream and for yogurt, we have it as a cereal, and now we are just launching our Crinkle Crunch nutritional bar. But I believe that this has all come because of the dreams and the spirit that has just given us the energy to keep going forward these past 4 years. And believe it or not, in 2016, the entire Crinkle Crunch, the bars and the cereal and the dry ingredients, the ice cream and the yogurt, are all going to be launched in a large food chain, and wow, also through a ice cream distributor. So it's been an exciting journey for us, but it just seems like everything that we've done has been through just a dream and spirit, and every time we thought we couldn't do it, spirit came through, a dream came through, and it just gave us this exciting energy to keep going and going and going. And this is where we are today.
And this is just such an amazing story, because her mother is so persistent with her. And,
yes.
And the dreams are the number one way spirit can come through to us. And she was very open to receiving from her mom and her dreams. And her mom, it sounds like she didn't come through once, but she came through three times. And three is a very, it's a very common number too for these things to happen. And her mom coming through these three times in her dreams, each and every time guiding her and letting her know that, you know, just move your feet. I mean, and go. Our last caller shared how she had a huge event happen, and she prayed and she moved her feet. So this is exactly what she did. And now this, you know, recipe from her mom has come from, you know, this cereal to many, many types of forms, you know, and people are loving it. And it sounds like you have now in place that Spirit has helped, her mom has helped open the doors to a baker, to, you know, stores and grocery stores and, you know, share that this has not, you know, cost a lot of money, but it's been, there have been people that, you know, have showed up to help both of you.
Well, it just seems like we would meet one person and give a presentation, and they would they'd give us someone else, and then they would give us someone else. It just happened. It was just such a peace, I guess, throughout this whole 4 years, a peace knowing that we already knew that it was blessed. We could feel it. And it was a beautiful piece knowing that no matter what we did or how we presented it, it was going to happen. I mean, that is just how much guidance we had. Basically, it was guidance.
Spirit-driven, you know, and that's where she received all that inspiration. You know, I mean, she became a go-getter because of her mom. Of her mom coming through gave her that higher vibration, that inspiration that she needed to see it through without a doubt, with unwavering faith. You know, her mom was able to give that to her. So thanks, Mom. Thanks for sharing this beautiful story. And this is just helping so many people. I can just feel it. So we will be right back. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio with Stacy Lynn on HealthyLife.net, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven, in spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Radio. I am Stacy Lynn. In closing, I want to say about manifesting with spirit, you have to believe and know without a doubt that spirit is helping you and it is coming true. Pray and move your feet. Open yourself up to allowing spirit to help you here on earth. That means ask loved ones in heaven for what it is you need help with your dreams, your wishes, your intentions. Ask and it's given. Then stay in awareness of who and what is showing up around you and take action on that. Even if it means you're out of your comfort zone, just know that spirit is helping you. Raise your vibration to joy, happiness, and excitement and gratitude so spirit can work faster with you by visualizing your dreams come true and act as if it's already happened.
Spirit is helping you, and they can do far more for you on the other side in the heavens than they could ever do while they were here. It's amazing and so true, as you heard on the show today. And lastly, be in positive expectation. Stay positive and know without a doubt they've got this and expect it to happen with their help. You're listening to Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn. Thank you for joining us today. Blessings of love and spirit, and may your dreams come true.